Eradicating Invasive Species Mussels, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. An online publication called the Messenger Index came out with an article headlined, "It's Time for Idaho to Step Up Its Game on Mussel Prevention in the Northwest." Invasive quagga and zebra mussels were first discovered in the western U.S. in 2007 at the Lake Mead National Recreation Area in Nevada. Preventing mussel infestations in Idaho makes environmental and economic sense. These non-native, filter-feeding mussels have the potential to crash the region's delicate aquatic food webs, and infestations will jeopardize salmon recovery efforts. The fouling organisms also pose a serious threat to Idaho's economy. If infestations are not prevented, infrastructure, including hydropower dams, irrigated agriculture systems, and municipal water supplies, are all at risk. Costs could run as much as $100 million annually. But according to Idaho State Department of Agriculture spokesperson Lloyd Knight, one way to get rid of these native invasive species is to identify boats that are infected and give them a hot wash.
So what we normally do when we have a foul boat come through one of our stations, or even a high-risk boat, we will usually try to, at the very least, do a hot wash, which means that we go with high pressure, 140-degree water, and our staff will wash that boat at the roadside. It's not a full decontamination because we don't have a dry-out period attached to it. Otherwise, we'd have to hold it. And so we try to get all physical evidence of those mussels off of that boat and make sure that nothing will fall off of it and get into the water.
At least we're trying.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.